Some people have started to take steps to activate the site. So for their and maybe your sake, let me go deeper into how seeing happens. Back some almost 20 years ago, I did a live photo reading course in Delaware. Photo reading is easy to teach, and maybe it is easy to acquire, but it takes incredible discipline to do it on your own. I didn't use it a lot for what it was for, but the principle underneath has been one of the most useful knowledge and practice I have ever learned. The essence of photo reading is that your eyes sees most everything that is visible, even if you don't see it. What that means that what gets conscious is only a tiny fragment of what you actually see. So when my clients ask themselves, "What is that I am not seeing?" they are trying to consciously see, and that actually inhibits the process. So in the photo reading course, we are taught to look with fuzzy eyes, somewhat beyond the page. The page itself is kept out of focus. So you can't hone in on a word or a sentence. And then turn the pages, one turn a second, 60 turns a minute. So a 300-page book, 150 double pages, will take you 2.5 minutes to scan. And then activate the unconscious knowledge. I won't elaborate, because this is not an article teaching photo reading. This is an article to go deep into seeing, seeing what you don't see. And the mindset that allows what you saw to come up and become useful later. The mindset, the attitude that makes it possible to make what you didn't see consciously useful is the attitude that says, "I know my eyes see things. I know the message goes to my brain. And I know that I can activate that later. For now I just allow my eyes to see what there is to see." And the eyes and the brain, without your conscious knowledge, work and see patterns, see connections, and if you put them in the position for that data to be used, they will use it to your benefit. The trick is to allow it. Intuition, master detectives, psychics, fortune tellers, good coaches, visionaries all use this ability to perform the unlikely actions they get their name from. Allow the eyes to see. To allow fuzzy eyes. Allow no haste. Allow no forcing. No agenda. It's not about you. You see why it is hard. Because your self-concern wants haste, wants forcing, has an agenda. And you are all about you, or almost all. The average about me score of humans today is 91%. Not conducive to allowing. Allowing is getting out of the way. Getting your agenda out of the way. Getting your fear of failure, your urges, your lust out of the way. So life can do what life wants to do. In the pie chart of all knowledge we talk about. Things you know and you know that you know it. Things you don't know and you know that you don't know it. And we have been saying, the rest is what you don't know that you don't know. But we are ignoring a segment of knowledge that you don't know that you know it. Meaning, your brain knows it, but you are not conscious to it. Depending on your attitude, depending on how fuzzy your eyes are, depending on how much time you spend in your mind not seeing anything, that segment can be as big as 10% of all knowledge, 10 times more than you think you know. So one of the goals of upcoming The Sight Challenge is to make some of that knowledge available in your projects, by having you spend less time in your mind, treading water. Less time beating yourself up. Less time forcing a square peg into a round hole. And ultimately having a more satisfying existence. Because between you and me, life is not very satisfying if your experience of yourself is that you are a bumbling idiot, a never-do-well. Not satisfying at all. And that is you and that is me. The battle is on for everyone. People don't share the inner battle, but trust me, everyone, even very successful people have it. David Hawkins was right about one thing: forcing, is what keeps people down and away from a life worth living. In every era of life, health, wealth, love, and fulfillment. What he doesn't say, I actually don't remember if he does, so if he does, my bad, what he doesn't say is that allowing is the key to go from forcing to power. Your opinion about things make you force things. Fixing. Arguing. Proving. Disproving. Your thoughts, the voices, your convictions about yourself and the world. If you manage to allow them to be without you having to interact with them will allow you to be. So what happens when you increase the time you allow, and decrease the time that you force? Your natural intelligence, your natural brilliance has a chance to shine. Allowing is a habit, not a capacity. I can't turn it on for you. You need to slowly and gradually increase your ability to choose allowing. When I look at any of my clients, any of my former clients who no longer work with me, what was missing there is allowing. Anything else was missing? No. The only thing that was missing there was allowing. Allowing fear to say whatever fear it was saying. Allowing pride to say what pride likes to say. Superiority, or victim, or resistance. I wouldn't have known without first doing the allowing challenge. Obviously at this point it is, maybe, hard to see what you need to allow, without first distinguishing what's there. So everyone who did well with the allowing challenge was first in the reality challenge. In the reality challenge the assignment was to see, hear, notice the should and shouldn't and have to and ought to and need to and want to. And just notice them. Some also noticed the other things that the voices were saying. The never, ever, you are, it is type of sayings. The more you notice the better your end result will be. But, this is important, the goal is to live life a little bit more awake than you normally live it. Because I didn't know what would come next, we made brief forays into skill building, completion, and reframing. They were good, and yet a dead end. Not useless, just not very useful. Because all those challenges could have been 10, 20 times more useful after the allowing challenge. The more you notice, the more you are aware and don't suppress, the further the allowing challenge can take you. If you limit what you notice to anger, then you can only go as far as allowing anger will let you go. The goal is not to disappear the voices or the anger. If that is what you are doing a different challenge, not the allowing challenge. Allowing means, not interfering with. Not trying to block it. Not trying to change it. Anger is there for a reason. It is good. When you stop getting angry for a moment, you are as good as dead. Fear is also good. It is there for a reason. Allow it. Impatience when you allow it is also good. Confusion when you allow it is also good. The art is to not go with, not to act because of what you feel. To have the feeling, like you have an arm. You are the boss and not your arm. You are the boss and not your anger, impatience, confusion, or whatever feeling you are experiencing. You see, for the sight capacity to open up, you'll need to be able to allow everything you haven't been allowing. Everything you have been wanting, forcing, or resisting. So if you have started to follow the steps, some of you have, although the challenge is not officially open, notice what is in the way. If you do, that may become your reality challenge. Here is a question, would you share with others that you are doing the allowing challenge, or the sight challenge, if you signed up to it? Or would you cover your light under the bushel basket? Think about it and let me know what you saw. Let me take a left turn here, not allowing is the reason you don't ask for your health measurements. Because the fear, the worry, the superiority, the I know better, the who do you think you are? Advises you, and you act on that advice. I have just looked at some of the people who have been not asking for their health measurements. Here is the rub, if you are late asking for it, it may be too late for whatever is killing you to be eliminated. You don't want to get an email from me saying, sorry, you have waited too long. The big bundle can only extend your life, but can't heal you. Do you? Get your free health measurements. Use coupon code NOSTRINGS to get it for free. P.S. If you really think into it, you can see. That allowing requires you to have some amount of mental toughness. A somewhat firmer than sissy backbone. We call that TLB around here, twitchy little bastard. So if allowing hasn't been working for you because you can't possibly allow something to be wrong, or someone else to be right, or yourself to be angry when you have good reason to be angry, then the issue lies with your TLB. This coming Saturday, if there are enough people interested, I'll have a workshop on how to increase your TLB score. Without it, nothing I teach will work for you. You'll continue to force, pretend, lie, hide, avoid, all the happy horse you have been doing, all that hasn't allowed you to be happy, healthy, fulfilled. So if that is you, this workshop is for you. Get your TLB high enough to allow.